sleep, two, three, four, five, it's going. Next one. Anyway. No, it's interesting, fella. She has a 200 IQ. Yeah, so they said, oh yeah, she says, wow, you know, he's wonderful. He's insane. When he's on the logic, he's a final one. What is going into each channel? Although he does like that's for, you know, not like, so it's not something else, but definitely. It's a different label, so I'm not. No. Well, he kind of is into the distributed job. Well, four chunks of job. So,
I don't know what's going to happen.
His goals and what he wants to accomplish, I don't think they're very noble at all. Oh no, it's not terribly far off. When it comes down to it, he's very good. You know, one. And about what half the first person to determine if they want to do it. I'm starting to see that, although you may have the time to do, don't understand. How was it for you? You're like a smart guy that got stuck in a box. Yeah. You know, lost in a closet for about 10 minutes. You're like missing really intrinsically important things. But hey, just...
But
that's the beautiful thing. Right. Popped up, and you're going. If you're better or worse, it could be for better, I don't know. Except that from what he was saying, it was like a lack of understanding. He talked about academics outside the academy, so... if you're an academic, that's because you're in the academy. That's how you become an academic. That's what defines you as an academic, as a person in the academy. If you're not in the academy, you're not an academic. You need to give it another name. There's a whole bunch. You call them a scholar. The best you can do is just think of a scholarship, and you're not that. You never call it particular. Yeah. So, oh. Then you go, you know, that's just, I tell you, I find that interesting. It's like, don't give us, that's what happens to you. You didn't go to college, fine. You don't try to say it's smarter than everybody else. It's my arm. So having nothing to do with IQ, maybe more natively intelligent than people are. That doesn't mean intelligent for you. Work with that. It's not much. So he's doing something with it. But when it comes down to it, it's like, I think you're off the path, my friend. I can see a parallel to what I know to be true, that if you're saying that value, I said that I don't think it's in the right direction at all. So I think he's a little cute to make it sound good. First he talks about, well, you have to have all the people in charge up at the very top, right? Telling everybody below what to do. Well, it's just has this different world. And then he's pointing to that there's two different ways of doing it. Even. That allows him to sound better. You're going, but you're just doing the same thing in different terms. It's still the same thing. You're going to have distributed this, and you're going, but when you start talking about it, that's not what you're talking about. You're talking about the question again. That's the powerful people being in charge. It's his preferred thing. It's just the smart people in the kingdom. You would take them and test them, and if they were the smartest, they would become the leader. You know? And you go, funny, that's actually what communism tried so hard to do. Was they, you know, they tried to figure out any kind of battery and stuff like that, where you should be put. Yes? No. You're totally ignoring the fact that there's plenty of people with plenty of possibilities and testing abilities. Throw them out to squat, lazy, or pointless, or unmotivated. Yeah. And you're going, that's always been the problem of that kind of, because it is central planning. Just the funny thing was, the thing that you came up with is central planning. Except that he thought, if it was kind of a democratic thing, then it would work better. Because, you know, that just means that people won't fight it so readily. Since they don't have anything to kill. The key to stop tyranny is one guy who's a tyrant, right? You go, you kill him, tyranny's over, right? To a certain extent. Or you have to kill someone, yeah. Because with a democratic one, there's nobody to kill. It becomes an institutionalized thing. Which it seems like he really likes. He really likes institutions. He would think that the status he would probably say that every city should have a university, the brain trust. And he would hand it for all important decision making. Ultimately all decisions. To be a little high. Who would, you know, do their inherent intellect with some science. How you get into the academy. Interesting. And doesn't really... I don't think much of it myself. But that's okay. Not my job. So, I think he's kind of a trickster. A god without faith. And you go, okay. But if you look at that, you're going to be very sad when you find out that what you thought was God isn't. I think that's the killer. Hope not. Anyway, so but to say, you know what? I'm a priest of a certain god. So I'm kind of invested in that. We're going, may not have the highest in the world, but so far, I haven't found a circumstance yet where my god is trying to do something. Kind of my question. So far, I'm pretty good. I hear people at church. And it's like, oh my. But, you know, ultimately, you have to think, yeah, you know, is this the best thing to do? Yeah. And if people, yeah. Or does this prop people really intimately an effort? Yeah, you know, my job's good. Well, definitely, I think that's not a fair problem. that if you believe it too much, you're not going to fix something that's turned up. You go, better to put forth too much effort, better to try too hard, better to be a little anxious about it than to be the other way. It's as simple as that. If you think God isn't going to help you, yes. It doesn't do a lot of good. Because people will take that to the bank. Going to get a job, I can tell them why they love me. And you're going, well, that's exactly what's happening. And so, you should be a little more anxious. You should be anxious.
They may love you, say that in front of your face, and talk about the pleasure. Why don't you tell them, go ahead, go ahead.
Hey, don't get rid of that love stuff. Love stuff is going to get you into just as much trouble as it's going to be expensive. And too many people stake their entire existence on that love. It's just like riding on somebody's coattails, right? That's all they're saying. I'm going to write on Jesus' coattails. He said that, you know, go save me. All I have to do is say, Jesus, he's Lord. That's a dead Christianity in a little portable box right there for you. Garbage. Well, who cares if God loves
you? And then it turns the window. And she goes, you're going to pick out the person. And he's my mother.
I'm a little worried about that.
He's a little creepy because, yeah, he does have his own place. But he's going to be faster. I said, you're just about me. I'm
just for that one. And you know, I think that's pretty essential. Because it is. There's doing something and deciding you don't need to do anything. You don't get around to it. Then all of this for naught. God's love is nothing. You'll come and you'll beg and throw yourself the mercy of God's love, and God's going to go, that's why I didn't really make a big point of my love. Okay? My love is Jesus. I sent Jesus Christ to make it possible for you. I gave you repentance. And I gave you opportunity. That, my dear kid, is my love. I said, you think I'm going to bend over backwards. You think that you can do all this stuff and I'm going to go, oh, well, golly, I love you. Let's just do this. You go, okay. Otherwise, coming to this world is a farce. And what is the point?
And now is another place. And everybody's looking at the source. Well, you come to this earth to die. And it's like, we can wait.
We better do that, or else there's no point in doing that.
And
I'm sorry, in the end, make the point that good and relevant and didn't lead people down the primrose. Good. Yeah, I love these Christians who say, well, because of how much we know of God, that's why we repent. And I go, I don't think God gives a flip why you repent. It kept you from repent. Yeah. Well, that's okay. That's a start. If it leads to a little change, perfectly fine. I don't think it's fair. And you're going, it is just some ritual you go through. It's not an incantation. You know, if I hold my arm like this, and I sing a certain song, and I hold my belly up like this,
it's not something you can do.
That's repentance.
Well,
that's not true. Change over now. Oh. Maybe. Some don't. Well, it's nice. But it's high. Good morning. The wonderful buttons that open the door don't work when the key's locked. Or when the thing's locked. It's a valiant effort. You have to have a challenge. So that person says you're okay. You're okay. Yeah. That's another interesting thing when you're looking at it. And you're going, you know, the bishop says that the Lord's fine. Guess what? The Lord is fine. Because even if your bishop is a lazy jerk, doesn't he off? Gotta pull the
other.
I would probably only be a bishop for about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
probably what? You go. Alright. Take this roll way too soon. You go. Fine. Right. Right. You go, so take it away from me. You go, that's what God wants to do. If it's your idea, of course I accept that, but be careful. Be careful. So, all the way up and down, there's like a bunch of people. And all kinds of things. So let's go off. We'll get this and turn around. And we're going, wow. Different. Oh, yeah. Woo! That's the boss. It's like, look at him. Now, I have a good discussion with a lot of people. Do. That means I don't kill you. That's love. Because God, a just God, has every right. If you would take a step out of what you prescribe, and if you said all the first things, he gets to kill you right there.
That's what I said. This is our father. This is what it is. He's here.
This is okay. Oh, right. You're fine. He's falling in.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I would open up the floor about what constitutes God's love and see what said, you know, let's be very careful there, you know? Because don't be surprised if you come back and you go, Jason, your actions, which I think are hateful, but actually fall within the name of God. What? That was. Sorry. Doesn't mean rolling over and playing games. It doesn't mean in your kidney. Away from doing the right thing, that you go chasing after them and fondling them by the. Keep a good relationship with me. You don't want to cut off communication. You don't want them to know where you are currently. You can't even tell, really. If you're doing a bad spot, if you have no one else currently, you don't even know where we are. You know? Am I going to get you out? What's on your mind? I think this last thing to yourself is kind of the only way. He said, number one, nobody can pronounce that right. Did you do that on purpose just to be snobby? And just to make people kind of weird around you? So you can have some weird upper hand? He said, either you're mentally ill or you're just flat out evil. Because I can't tell which. I'm trying to be nice. By giving you the chance of being mentally ill. But, you know, it's not capable. You're not doing much with it. But mutilating it, except offering to mutilate your body, what a waste of time and effort and money. But, and you go for a job that they would hire a monkey to do, and they felt like it was going to be. He said, so, he says, I don't think much of it. You're not engaged in the world in a real way. You go, but you're here, and you're begging for help. And you go, well, put you in a back room and said, hey, you really don't want to look after me. It's at all. Dude, looks like through the slot. Or whatever. He says, but I'm not going to use your name now. You know, I'm sorry. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. You're embarrassing. You're embarrassing. You're embarrassing. because it's true.
Because you're not
I feel embarrassed to have her around me. And that when people say, what's your relationship with her? I don't want to see her. She's my daughter. Or whatever it is. Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's a human female. Which is, oh, I'm going to be rude, but there it is. You're going, no, I'll find her and drink some therapy. But I'm not supposed to talk like that, so I'll drop that little bomb and I'll walk away. And if you ask me about it, I'll act like I don't know what I'm talking about. So I say, I'm not supposed to be talking about that. It's perfect. In your barn. I hope she doesn't provoke smash. Just but wouldn't put it past me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I don't even know that exactly what to say. Because yeah, when people bring that up, I'll tell them, what constitutes love? And they'll go, oh, we all know what love means. I said, I don't think we do. I don't think we do. Let's take a look at the relationship between God and Jesus Christ. Let's figure out what love is. Let's figure out what that means. What does Christ do? Because that's what it gets. You know, we have no record of Christ being married. Have no idea that he did, but the record is also quite weird about the fact that people that we knew were married, you really have to figure out that they were married from the record. Because you wouldn't even bring it up. So you have to take that into account too. Would Christ have been married? Yes. Well, he was times when he went back to Galilee, he went back to visit the strange boy. And you're going, okay, now let's take a look at God's love for a minute. Jesus is perfect, right? And you go, well, have you figured out yet? Jesus may have had a wife that he didn't really spend much time with. Is that your cute little definition of love? Oh, no, he's a bad husband. Oh, this is Jesus Christ. Don't you ever say that. And you go, see, what you have to do is, then you have to redefine your definition of love to fit the standard. Christ is the standard. I'm sorry. I hope I don't offend you, but I have to. Because you guys are using this weird definition of love. But we're not even appropriate. Maybe we should change the word to like God's compassion. Stuff like that. But I'm fine calling it love, but then you have to start looking at what God's love looks like. See, God himself said it. Stop looking at it. He said what it was. I sent my son to do this, this, and this. That is my love. And most people would say, that's it? That's all? Yeah, because he went through a lot of effort for all this. And you go, a third of his kids said, I don't want anything to do with it, so he's passing out. How does that fit in with your concept of love? Yeah, but I'm sorry. You guys, I can come up with more examples. Anyway, so yeah. Just like that. Yeah. because his love is giving you the opportunity in the first place. Not to give it to you over and over and over and over and drag you to it and rub your face in it like it's dog crap. Yeah, don't say dog vomit, yeah. You know? It's just... I know there's plenty of jokes, there's plenty of parables that seem to speak of them. And you can use them. You know? Go and get the... Leave the 99, go get the one. Yeah. Right.
Let him go off. Then he came back. He didn't do much of the money, but he didn't get anything back.
Because, yeah, he didn't restore everything he had lost. He didn't, you know, but like I said, he didn't go get in his truck and go chase that sucker down.
Yeah.
He didn't do anything like that. You're going, well? And you're going, yet, if I don't do that for one of my kids, I'm condemned. And you're going, be careful. When you condemn me for this, you also condemn Christ.
Yeah, also condemned.
Yeah. And you're going, yeah, I know. Because it's easy not to get. When you're going, you're a parent, yeah. Well. You do the best you can, what you got. You give it to God, you go, well, guess it's just, yeah. You feel like you have the right to kill somebody. You feel like you have the right to take their stuff from them. You feel like you have all these things. That's what it means. But don't judge. Not your place. Let God be the arbiter of life and death and stuff of that kind of import. That's what it means. It doesn't mean my kid's being a jerk, but I don't want to judge. So... I'm going to let him keep doing that. You know, you're going to knock that kid in the head. He's got to know that what he's doing is wrong. Exactly, he said, exactly what I did to my daughter. Which is, I basically cuffed her one. And she's like, you're a horrible father. And you go, not for you to say. You have no business judging your parents. Yeah.
Yeah.
Was like, yeah. How dare you? Fine. Then here, keep your damn son. And you can put the blame to be cut. Keep the blame to be hanged. Because if you're going to be in my class, I'm going to do what I got to do. Oh. Yeah. Oh. No, you're definitely the right thing. No, give a flip of that dad thing. He says, man, you need to straighten out your kid then. And you better keep tabs on it. If you don't want other people doing stuff to your kid, then you better hover over it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And the first time I did it, he definitely said he didn't see me before. I just couldn't really feel it. Again, he was on my back about it.
Uh-huh. It's like,
yeah, I got to
get whatever. Just, you know what? You don't not about living in peace, it's about living together. Do I want peace? Yeah. But that means your kid has to be involved in this. You can't do that. He's not. Then you're not doing a very good job of making sure it is. So, straighten it out. That's for the new. Everybody talks on nine times other people. Gonna be open the whole time at the university, the library building. Room every morning. Oh, it's okay. We're supposed to be sit on it, maybe.
I'll just
make sure.
Yeah.
Shall I try it? Here. I mean, if it's not made to be sat on, I should say don't sit on it.
You can hardly read it.
Uh-huh. Suitable. It looks like it would be.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's kind of flimsy.
Yeah.
It's art. I'm sorry. I think that's too impressive. But that's okay. Yeah. The money that they got, the kids, is going to be art.
Yeah.
No.
You
have to use them
to Yeah, well, it seems other people just bring the kids like, well. So there's a couple things to do there. Number one, don't go up to kids in the present. If you have a problem, this way, or yeah, or don't bring the kids here, or you better take care of it. And you're going to say, no, I'm not considering doing nothing. Well,
you know, be afraid of that and make this decision fine. But that really doesn't mean you're responsible for it. Don't go casting it all over the universe. You know, the church family. We'll take care of that. And he goes, I said, same thing. Your kid's going to learn to stay away from me. And while he's around, he won't do this crap. I said, fantastic. I'm happy already. You don't need to be involved. I'll take care of it. I don't know. Why? Every time I do something, I think it's nothing. It's me something. Here he goes. You got it. You're going to learn some stuff, yes? Probably far more important than anything else you can learn in some school. It's not a humanity. Everybody says, well, you gotta be this way, otherwise they won't listen to You gotta do this one. You gotta do this. You gotta do this. And they're going, that's fine. I understand. Child development. You know. Tactics that you can use to engage unruly people. Just frankly. I don't care about the people who aren't really engaged in wanting to be free. I'll either twist them into something I want, or I'll try to ignore them. You go, I'm not your warden. You don't want to be here, then guess what? I don't want you to be here. Perfect employer out there. Go out there and be a
kid. Hey, I'll do that for somebody.
I know. I've got big troubles here.
Another thing is going to be how dare you. Just my daughter.
Yeah, I got it for a reason. Miraculous. Because I really walked over, what's his name, this hole? Yeah. I don't know. You're tired of it. You must put up with it. My child needs to know. No. They need far more than what you're talking about.
If you have a problem, you can come across with the kid.
Yeah.
So I can find it.
Yeah.
Go on to the point. Go to the house.
Well, that's fine.
I'm going to see the smart class. You have to see the office.
Yeah. They don't want to do it. Fine. I'm not here babysitting for you. If you can't teach your kid to be decent in a classroom, then you're going to have to sit there and live with them. Right next to you.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. That does a lot of good things for you. You know, the one thing is, you can make sure that kid doesn't embarrass your dad, I hope. What if you go to everybody's house, it's everybody else's responsibility. Their kid turns out. Yeah, and they were all upset. They said, you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed because your child is irreverent. Doesn't matter. Yeah, sure. I understand. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you say, wait a minute. That wasn't my problem.
That's right.
That girl was being a jerk. You didn't even set the expectations up front. You didn't throw them out. You didn't give me 5 warnings. You go, I didn't set the expectations. You didn't leave it out. Well, don't have to give you 5,000 chances. Just guess what God doesn't. God will often give you a warning in that sense. Yeah, it's just... Okay. I may say I'm sorry, but I'm not being really honest. But I'm not really trying to change. Because I'm not saying I'm trying to repent. That's the reason I'm honest. I'm sorry it offended you. But I'm not trying to change. I'm just annoying. But I'm just going to follow you because I have no idea what's going on. I'm going all over
you. I do.
Okay.
You can walk further than you go.
Yeah.
I know.
My God. Cheers. Ah. If I get to that. Because, you know, because I see. It would be very good to look at how God shows love. He doesn't look. Well, there's some other things too. Like, God will let you dig your own grave. Because it's instructive. And it isn't just, it's instructive for God to do it. It's instructive broadly. Anybody can do it. Like seeing right now. Is she digging her own grave? Oh, yeah. Go on, stop in there. Like, she'll learn a lot from, learn a lot more than having me try to water down the lesson. Like, okay, Samuel, right? From the Bible. Are you going that way? Oh, okay. Samuel in the Bible, right? The people wanted a king. Did he try during the and Samuel said, God, let's just let him have a king. He said, no, I'm their king. He said, okay. So he tried to leave him. He said, come on, God. Wouldn't you want to be? Yeah. And then he came down. He said, I don't want a king, Father. God said, fine. Didn't he? Okay. He said, fine. He doesn't have a lot. But all the cabins. I'm sure there's some other that help with a little bit of research. Wow. What a big plan. I just feel willy nilly. Because I hate this thing so much. It's crazy.
Well,
I think
it's crazy. When I do it, I start thinking that it's so crazy. So I don't have to think about it.
You have some large experience. Anyway, so, yeah, and you're going, God, leave you out the water? Yes. The whole nation's dry. His covenant people are out the heck, he had more crap than some people. He did anybody else. He pretty much ignored everybody else before I'm aware of. Every once in a while he'd say, yeah, I'm tired of them. I want you guys to go kill them all. Men, women, children, child, chickens. Guy, kill your money. Whatever. I wasn't this. And you're my covenant people. You belong to me. Do it. Yeah, it ends up being an obedience thing. Yeah, they had a problem with it, you know. Now, their problem was they wanted to keep the spoils. Our problem would be, what? The women and the children didn't have anything to do with the women and the children. So why are you telling the poor animals? They didn't have anything to do with it. Yeah, you know, that's the problem. That's where the whole love thing. You start interjecting your modern concept of what love is supposed to look like, and then plug God into it. And then start acting like that's how God behaves. And you go, don't you guys read the scriptures at all? Oh, no. I know that when you go to these classes, it's pretty sanitized. You're not looking at the hard stuff. You're looking at some easy, straightforward, lesson stories about how just to be a basically decent person and how high and wonderful God is. And let me tell you, we all say, but I think it's true, that Jesus Christ is the God of the Old Testament. And you go, the God of the Old Testament, sure. And you go, you have a problem if when you meet Jesus Christ, if you're kind of a jerk? not going to bother you. It's like the whole thing about, would it bother you if Christ is fat? Would it bother you if Christ is kind of snippy and short with you? He's always right. That doesn't mean he's always right. In fact, he wasn't always right, even when he was alive. He fought with the apostles all the time. Because they just weren't catching him. He was like, what happens so well for you, you fool? Good. I'm going to die soon. Then who am I going to leave this to? You. Good. Yeah. What? Oh, that's right. We're not going. Okay. Oh, you're fine. Trying to act like it's better than me. What about that? I'm starting to dress down. I was dressed up before, right?
Yeah.
Acting, button down shirt. But I think I'm getting to the point where it's confusing. Don't want it. Because, number one, you don't want the job. Number two, you're not going to get it. Number three, you probably stop writing the things you're writing. Trying to protect the job.
Yep.
And you're going, you need to get past that. Stop doing it. You need to be the guy that has the reputation of the gunslinger. So when everybody goes, oh, well, we expect that from him. You know, he's a jerk. If you really need to fire him, and you go, oh, he can do the best. And you go, oh, well, we could try to hire somebody else, but I feel bad. Maybe. Maybe hire somebody else for it. So, I'm trying to make up a turn. You're better than me. That's all. You're my friend. Doing a good job. I'm just making you happy. Lots of fun. Fun. So, yeah, it is. It's like, okay, you say it's unconditional love. Let's figure out what love means. Let's see how unconditional it is. Yeah, it is going to be unconditional. He will punish the wicked, every single last one of them. That's unconditional. You're right. That's not love. And you go, it's certainly love for the people who suffered under the hands of wicked.
Yeah.
Trust me, those people will say, yeah, go, get them harder.
Yeah.
It says, he has no problem with it. He said that he will give vengeance to the people who have suffered for his sake. Blood that cries out from the ground. That's going to read Isaiah some more.
and
he will go out with a sword and exact vengeance. And they're going, this is not a nice fella. He's vengeful. He's a little mean. He's going to get you in a minute. I said, so. I said, don't spend your whole time going around love too much. I said, it's going to get you into trouble because you won't be prepared in reality. Because you're thinking, good morning. You're thinking, unicorns and rainbows. And you go, that's not what's happening. Yeah, he said, frankly, I think you'll do better, you'll act better, you'll try harder if you're scared that God's going to get you than thinking that he's loving and kind. He said, human nature has changed. God was a scary, scary thing that kind of wanted to avoid back in the old days. And frankly, we need to get that back. Because, and it'll come because God can come. Well, he's not going to be a wonder. He says so. I don't know, it says the question there is still there. And I don't know if this got sent out earlier. What's the next one? Thank you. I know. I need to write more. If I'm just sitting around reading something or watching TV. Oh. What are you doing? I am just a student person. Although you can't tell. But you don't see. That's true. Evil. I know it's evil. I know. Well, the moment's going to come to me. For better or worse. Whatever you want.
Thank you.
I don't know. That's okay. Oh. Right. Press the top.